This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. First this hour, politics and Wall Street. The Obama administration is considering a new tax on large banks. It could reduce the deficit and repay taxpayers for as much as $120 billion spent to bail out the banks. The tax would also allow the president to identify with a wave of populist anger at Wall Street, as NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
The White House has yet to decide how the tax would be levied, on assets, profits, or the riskiness of a bank's loans. But it certainly is timely, coming just as the administration is under increasing fire for being too cozy with Wall Street. Yesterday, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said the president is intent on making taxpayers whole.
That's been the president's position. I think that's the least that taxpayers are owed.
Meanwhile, the FDIC is considering another proposal to make those U.S. banks whose compensation plans encourage excessive risk-taking pay more for deposit insurance. The White House has also been trying, with little success, to scold big banks into scaling back their bonuses. Here's the president's top economist, Christina Romer, on CNN.
For heaven's sakes, people, you know, it does seem really ridiculous. You would certainly think that the financial institutions that are now doing a little bit better would have some sense. And this big bonus season, of course, is going to offend the American people. It offends me.
The president on CBS has said it offends him, too.
I did not run for office to be helping up a bunch of, fat cat bankers on Wall Street.
It struck me as something his advisor said. You have to say something like this. He doesn't seem comfortable when he's speaking in cliches.
That's historian Michael Kazin, an expert on populism in America. We're in the midst of a populist moment, says Kazin, that's causing problems for President Obama from two different directions.
What's happening right now is that both left and right are opposed to what they see as the sins of people in power. The right doesn't like what they see as increasing concentrations of power in government. The left doesn't like concentrated power in Wall Street. And neither group is happy with Obama's response.
Part of the problem is being president. If the definition of populism is railing against elites, political, cultural, or economic, the president, by definition, is the elitist guy around. And then there's Mr. Obama's personality.
He is a thoughtful, intellectual figure, as we know. He's somebody who was not given to demagogy. And that is one of the reasons why he got elected, I think. But those same traits are probably harming him politically right now.
It's also not so easy to craft populist policy. First of all, there's a limit to what the president can do about big Wall Street bonuses. Indeed, the White House has ruled out legislation on executive compensation. And experts say any tax on banks, no matter how it's levied, can probably be largely avoided by the banks and their armies of smart tax lawyers. But getting more money for taxpayers is just part of the purpose of a bank tax. It's also a political message, and Michael Kazin expects the president to keep looking for ways to send it again and again.
A lot about presidential populism is symbolic. Everyone now is talking about these obscene bonuses that people on Wall Street are going to be getting this year. That's one thing that people care about and are right to care about. You know, he could talk more about the gap between the better-off Americans and everybody else. It's sort of a soft class consciousness.
And while he's at it, President Obama can push legislation, like the bank tax, that might force Republicans to either vote with him or defend those fat cats on Wall Street. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.